Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. The priesthood is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to the church, and so many of us have contact with our priests when they give us the sacraments or when they preach the Word of God to us or when they care for us in a wide variety of other ways. But one thing about priests that a lot of people ask is, why don't they get married? And sometimes children will ask us, Father, can you have children, or do you have a wife? And this is a question which there are very, very important answers to, important not only because they help us understand why priests don't marry, but important because when we begin to understand that, we're understanding more about the faith, about the church, and about Jesus Christ himself. And the answer to this goes back to Jesus himself, why he came into the world and what he came into the world to do. The Lord Jesus Christ himself did not get married. Now, that is not because marriage is somehow bad or less important. By no means. Marriage itself was created by God and, in fact, is one of the sacraments of the church. It is something very sacred and very holy, and it's directed towards not only husband and wife loving and giving themselves to each other, but also raising up a family. The Lord Jesus Christ did not get married because he was totally dedicated to raising up a spiritual family. The Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to start a new humanity, a human family which is now united, redeemed in the grace of God, and has access to eternal life. The Lord was totally committed to doing the will of the Father in such a way that he would bring forth this new spiritual family in the world. And as a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that the bride of Jesus Christ is the church. Read St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, for example, in chapter 5. St. Paul says that the marriage between a man and a woman is really a symbol of the marriage between Christ and his church. Now, here's what we need to understand. The priest continues in the world the mission of Jesus Christ. He continues in the world the sign that the Lord Jesus gave that there is a new spiritual family coming to birth. Every one of us is called to give life. Every one of us. Some of us are called to give physical life by raising up a family of physical children by means of marriage. We in the priesthood are called to raise up a family too, but it's a spiritual family. Sometimes people have asked me, well, Father, are you able to have children? And I say, I have many children, but they're spiritual children. When I preach the Word of God and somebody comes to believe in Him more than they did before, when I give the sacrament of baptism and someone is reborn into the life of Christ, am I not the father of those people in faith? When I forgive someone their sins or teach them how to pray or help them to see God's work in their life more clearly and follow Him more faithfully, am I not imparting life to them? That's in fact why a priest is called father. Because if we're not giving spiritual life, if we're not raising up spiritual children, we're failing in our mission. Why doesn't a priest get married? Because there is a difference between raising a physical family and raising a spiritual family. And we are called to raise up a spiritual family. The Lord Jesus spoke about this in the Gospels. We read, for example, in the 19th chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, our Lord speaking to his disciples and saying, there are some people who have been made incapable of marriage from birth, and others who have been made so by men. But then there are those who have renounced marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to receive this, let him receive it. This is something that comes from the Lord himself and that the church has preserved by this gift, this grace that we call celibacy. Celibacy, renouncing marriage, again, does not mean marriage is bad. It means that the kingdom of God, which is present in our midst already, has so taken hold of us that we give our entire time, energy, resources, and efforts to bearing witness to that kingdom and helping that kingdom to grow. It's a sign of total service to the Lord and to the church. We marry the church, if you will. It's also a sign of the world to come. Because in the Gospels, our Lord says that in the next life, people will not marry or be given in marriage, and they will not generate children. Rather, they will be like angels. Now, he doesn't say we will become angels. We will be human beings. And if you're married, you will be with the person that you married, and you will know them. But what the Lord is saying is that marriage as such will not be necessary in heaven, because right now it's a symbol of the love between God and his people. And in heaven, everyone will be perfectly, directly joined to God in an endless life and an endless love. The fact that there are people now in the world who renounce marriage to give themselves completely to the kingdom of God is reminding us of the world to come. It's reminding us that even the beauty of marriage points to something bigger, something in the future, something which Jesus Christ himself proclaims through his priests and through his church. To renounce marriage does not mean to renounce love. Every human being is called to love. But love expresses itself in many different ways. And one can be happy in this world, giving himself or herself completely to the service of God, and renouncing a beautiful and wonderful thing like marriage for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Pray for all those who have made this commitment, and thank God for the gift of celibacy in the world. You know, I listened to a leading Pentecostal minister speak one time about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And this minister then said, you know, now I'm going to tell you about the Catholic gifts. And one of the greatest gifts, he said, is the gift of celibacy. This is from someone who's not a Catholic, a leader in the Pentecostal church. Praise the Holy Spirit for all the gifts he bestows on his church. Thank him for this gift of celibacy. Pray for all those who have embraced it, that they may be faithful and that they may give the divine life generously. God bless you.